Hello, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Nobody's on the line. I will have to release this call.
What are you talking about?
It's a survey, sir.
Oh, I'm good now. I'm sure.
Would you be able to continue? I'm sorry.
What kind of survey is this?
Well, it's mainly political.
Which topic of political?
About the elections mainly, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, the first question, sir, would be, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied, because, you know, America used to be on top of the world, but now it's at the bottom because every country is laughing at us. We are a circus clown. You know what
well,
I mean?
I understand your question, your answer, I'm sorry. Well, and continuing with the topic, sir, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say these issues are to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. First, it would be crime and violence.
Well, crime and violence, you know, issues of every state. So each state has its own crime and violence. But as a whole country, you know, rules and regulations, you know, just like Detroit, Michigan, or the most capital murder of the United States, you know what I mean? So each individual of state has its own crime and stuff. But for America as one, it needs a leadership. Not a lot in stock of a leadership as a pool.
Well, sir, as in this particular part of this survey, you can just qualify how important of an issue is crime and violence to you in a scale from 0 to 10, as there are others to continue. How
well, for my city in Augusta, Georgia, you know, the crime rate is getting very high. So
in
it varies.
That case, between 0 to 10, how important is this issue to you?
This is an issue 3, because it's getting very, very serious every year it goes around.
I hear your point of view, sir, although, as I mentioned...
Do you know why? Do you know why, though? It's because of the economy effect. The economy effect affects people. So the machines go crazy, you know, robbing, stealing, you got no choice. Now the rent's high. Now the tax has been risen. You know what I mean? It's common sense, really.
Well, I hear your answer, sir. As I mentioned in this part of this survey, I said there are other issues, and how important is crime and violence to you between a 0 to 10 scale?
That's out of 3. Because of the way the economy affects. Yes, a 3.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you there. And next is healthcare. From 0 to 10.
Healthcare? Yeah,
yes,
that's
sir.
Pretty good. You know what I mean? It's like around, I say about 6, because, you know, they help you a little bit, but you still got to help yourself on healthcare if you don't got no insurance.
And the next issue would be reproductive freedom, sir.
Productive freedom.
Reproductive freedom, in a scale from 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
So, the freedom part. All right, so you talk about workforce, or you talk about the freedom?
It's a reproductive freedom, in this case.
I specify.
A reproductive, like in the area of human reproduction, that would be reproductive freedom. How important is that issue to you in the 0 to 10 scale?
Well, if you want humanity, because without a female, there won't be humanity. So now everybody's turning gay now.
That particular 0 to 10, how important that is that issue to you, sir?
That's a one.
And then next is climate change.
Most definitely.
And what number would you give it in the scale, 0 to 10? That's important.
I'll say about 5, 6. You know, based on human interaction of population and population control. You know, if there's too much, there's population control. It's got to be downsized again, but I'll say about 5.
A 5 for climate change. And then K-12 education, 0 to 10.
Let's say, I give it about an 8. Let's say an 8. They do need to work on, you know, how to deal with finance in life as you grow, you know what I mean? Like, when I was growing up and, you know, being in school and shit, they never actually taught me that, so that's one key.
Understood, sir. And then next is democracy. How important on the scale from 0 to 10?
Democracy. I'd say about a 10.
Thank you. The next one is abortion rights.
I'd give it about 8.
Thank you, sir. Immigration.
I'd say a 2 on that one.
Understood. And racism.
Open borders and shit.
Racism and discrimination, actually.
I said 10. No. It's showing your degree of non-racism, right?
Well, the issue of racism and discrimination, how important would that be to you?
Oh, I said, the racism part, if you're racist and nobody works together, that means that's going to be a very downfall. You know, everybody has to have the same exact mindset of politics. Just because of the color, you know what I mean? Just because of the color, you got to look upon the color and state the facts of who's going to actually run the country and make it a better economy system.
Understood. And then the next issue would be the student loan debt. And I'm sorry, but in racism and discrimination, what point from 0 to 10 would you give it?
I'm known for racism. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure if it's 0 or 10. So if it's strongly agree of racism, but I'm not racist. But
oh no! In this case, how important the issue is to you, the issue itself, in a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, I'll say a 10, man. You know, politicians and shit. You know what I mean?
And then next would be student loan debt.
Student loan debt. Mm-hmm. I give it a 1 because, you know. No, I give it a 10. I'll think about something.
Understood. And then inflation and the cost of living.
Oh, that's a 0 on that.
Understood. Criminal justice reform.
I say a 10.
Jobs and wages.
That's a 2.
Understood. And then voting rights. Like the right to vote.
Um, Let's see. I'll give it about a 7.
Understood, sir. And moving forward, to make this a little bit fast for you to take, because I do appreciate your time, let me ask, as you may know, there will be elections for president of the U.S. Congress at state and local offices in 2024. Still a long way off, and sometimes something cuts up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
I give it a 5. It depends, you know what I mean? It depends. If it's going to be rigged again, you know, like I always do.
Well, I hear you, sir. And then the next question would be, what is your race?
What is my race?
Yes, sir.
I'm part Native American and part white.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm male.
Understood, sir. What year? What is your year of birth?
09/09/1993.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest level degree that you have received?
12.
Understood. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, sir, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
3.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? You can please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
10.
And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. And in this case, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can indicate that. The first person is J.D. Vance.
Never heard.
The next is Brett Raffensperger.
Never heard.
And Ray Dickens.
Never heard.
Raphael Warnock.
I heard about that name, but not so much, you know what I mean?
And Brian Kemp.
I heard.
What would be a 0 to 10 on how warm and favorable you feel on a scale to 10, and then very cold and unfavorable towards a 0?
Brian Kemp, I give him about an 8. He does need stuff to work on. And
understood.
Make it, you know, helpful for everybody. But raising the taxes and stuff, you know what I mean, that's not really helping.
Understood. Next would be John Ossoff.
I've never heard.
And Tim Walz.
Never heard.
Understood, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I vote for Trump. He's the only main guy, you know what I mean? He is the only main guy that has some brains on his noggin.
Understood, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress was held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't really tell you much about Republican. Oh, okay. I got you. I'm kind of buzzed right now, but Republican.
Understood, sir. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I never actually did vote for them.
So you wouldn't, you didn't vote on the 2020 general election for president, or?
Yeah, I didn't vote at all, dude.
Understood, sir. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Oh, yeah, worse. Most definitely worse.
Would you say much
most
worse
definitely.
Or just worse?
Much worse.
Understood, sir. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make a no difference, small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I say about me voting. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's like who people vote for. That would it make a difference or no difference?
Let's say it can go either way on that one, man. It can be good and it can be bad. If it's bad, it's gonna get much worse. If it's gonna be good, it's gonna be great.
Let me repeat the question, sir. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference to what happens, basically?
I'll say a good big difference.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And also, we're past the 50% of this survey, so thank you so much for your opinion. And to continue, let me read you a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress that you thought should have happened by now. Each one of them, please indicate how much you believe that person or event prevented progress you wanted to see in this country. In this case, from 0 to 10, 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. So 10 basically will be a negative. 5 means that you're not sure. 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. And you may choose a number from 0 to 10. So black voters.
10 is good, right?
10 means that they prevented progress, so it means a negative. And 0 means that they certainly did not prevent progress. Like, they just...
That's a 5, you know what I mean? You know, they're starting to wake up.
Understood, sir. And then Democrats in the U.S. Congress certainly prevented progress, or certainly did not prevent progress, which is 0. And any number you want to use from 0 to 10.
There's good and bad in both sides, but majority, that's a 4.
Understood. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
I give it about 5.
COVID-19 recovery.
Oh, COVID. Huh. Hey, can you give me some basil? Yes, hell yeah. COVID.
Yes, the COVID-19 recovery. 10, it certainly prevented progress, and 0, it did not prevent progress, and any number in between.
Well, COVID is planned, but that's a 1.
Understood. So it did not prevent progress in the scale from 0 to 10. 1 would be that it... Well, it's understood, sir. And then your local major.
My local major.
Yes.
You talk about major?
Like the major from the city, yes. Certainly did not prevent progress in 0 all the way to 10, who certainly prevented the progress to happen.
I said 10.
And then Vice President Harris.
I say a 0.
In this theory, it would be that certainly did not prevent progress, just to confirm your answer.
Yeah. They're all puppets, man.
And then, below is a list of some policies, development, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, you can please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means you're not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first is, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports from over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores and by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. How motivated would that make you to vote in a scale from 0 to 10? 10 means strongly, 0 means not motivated at all.
I'll say about 2.
And the next is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. On a scale from 0 to 10.
Zero's that, right?
Zero is not motivated at all. Yes, zero is understood. And then the third one would
for the greater good of humanity?
Well, in this case, it's mostly for your voting motivation, sir. So it depends on how much you feel that this would make you feel like voting.
Well, I know one thing about voting, dude, is voting is all rigged, man. Just like the NFL and stuff like that, dude.
In this
case, I know too much.
Well, due to these, just how you feel of motivation, depending on each of these, from the one that I just read to you, I believe that you said 0, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you said about body cams on an officer. An officer's body cam should be on 24/7. As soon as he clocks into work, it should be on. As soon as he clocks off of work, you know, it should be off. But, you know, stuff like that in regulations, you know, it's common sense. Really.
Understood. And the next would be, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers by a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. How motivated would you feel by this statement, 0 to 10?
I don't know, not about that. I'll say about 3.
And the next one is, because we demanded funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, which have required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. 0 to 10 on motivation to vote.
I give that about an 8, because, you know, the future, that's what counts for humanity. But
I got it.
Humanity doesn't come along together. It's a never-ending war.
Thank you, sir. And the last of the statements is, black voters should recognize that the progress that has been made towards collective black power, while there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Well, 0 to 10, how motivated would that make you to feel like to vote?
I said about 5.
And since we're almost done, sir, I thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. But please answer, based on how you may feel right now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? You can please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has, scale 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
I said about 5.
Thank you, sir.
If they stop shredding the damn votes.
I hear you, sir. And next, again, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I said 10.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and state local offices this 2024. I know it's a long way off, but it's still sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? 0 to 10. 0 means not likely at all. 10 means extremely likely to vote.
I'd give about 6. Max 7. I'd say about 7.
Understood. That's a 7. Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Much worse, because, you know, when President Trump was in office, everything was good. You know, I've been alive, 30 years now? Shit. You know, that was the first president I ever saw that did something about good for the country of the United States. But other ones, not at all, man. I know so much about presidents, too, you don't realize. I thought President Bush was good. You just don't know.
Understood, sir. And let me ask, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I said about 5.
Oh, in this case, it's just like if you are registered or not registered, sir.
I'm not registered.
Understood, sir. I'm almost done here. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian
straight.
Or gay?
Straight.
Understood, sir. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
single.
Divorced? Understood. Single. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No parents.
Understood, sir. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish origin?
I am Native American and white.
Understood. So that would be a no in any of these mentioned origins, correct?
Correct.
Understood. And in the politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Neutral.
Would that be independent in that case?
Independent. I am for the people. Not for them.
In that case, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And,
for the people.
Understood, sir. And how would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Understood, sir. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Monthly or weekly?
Oh, yearly, sir.
Yearly? I'd say about 8, 9.
Would that be 89,000 per
no.
year?
No.
Eight,
I
okay.
said about 9,000 altogether.
A year. Okay, understood, sir. And I
after taxes.
You.
After taxes.
And before taxes?
After.
Oh, so understood. That would still make it less than 25,000 before taxes, right?
Yeah.
Understood, sir. And I appreciate that your answers are confidential. This concludes the survey. I hope you have a great evening, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
You too.
Thank you, sir, and bye-bye.
Wow.